We'd like to welcome a man in the studio who's been here a few different times under different roles, actually, wearing different hats. And ironically, actually,
physically,
or coincidentally,
wearing a hat too.
Would
yeah.
be a better Literally. Word, wearing yeah. a hat again yeah. today. So welcome, yes. Stuart Wilson. How are you?
Hey, man, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I definitely.
Thanks for coming in. And thanks for sending us your brand new song.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you guys like it. You know, it's a bit of a departure from the reggae scene for me.
Yeah.
And it was produced by myself and Jerry Candaya, who's here from London, living here now, and he's working in the industry, doing lots of sound engineering, but he's great, also a great studio engineer, great at production as well, and I worked with him in London before, so now we're back together again, and I'm loving it.
So where did you record it at? Was it Iron Shore?
So I recorded it at Iron Shore.
Okay.
Between Iron Shore, and then I did the overdubs at Jerry's studio, which is across from Rackham's in Georgetown.
Oh, nice.
In the Price Waterhouse building there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
We did the overdubs there. I had the horns done in Bavaria.
Oh, wow.
In Germany. Yeah,
what?
Yeah, I had the horns done in Bavaria. And it's a great team of guys that I work with over there and when I'm doing my production. And these guys are just exceptional.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think they took the track even to another level, I think. And I'm really happy with this one.
Well, it's called Miss Everything. So what's, for people who don't know you very well, what's your background?
So, really, I'm kind of a Renaissance kind of a guy. You know, I got my hands in several different pots. I'm a musician. Most people know me as a musician, mm-hmm. predominantly, but I'm also a journalist, a historian.
Yeah, you used to write for the Cayman Compass.
Yeah, I used to write
many
for the Cayman
ago.
Compass
yeah.
a few years back. And I worked in television here on the news as well. That's my background in terms of my profession, my formal profession really is as a journalist. But I'm also a law student. I'm in law school right now, finishing up my last year of law school. Above and beyond that, I'm into business as well. I run a few e-commerce companies. Still do a bit of writing freelance as well. So I got my hands in a few pots, you know.
I'd say
jack of a lot of trades.
What music inspires you the most, or how long have you been playing music your whole life?
Well, I would say probably my whole life. My first guitar was probably when I was about 5 years old.
Wow.
And,
okay.
Yeah, I always knew I wanted to, oddly enough, I always knew that I wanted to be a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of my first influence in music was Elvis Presley, believe it or not.
Oh.
I saw a video with Elvis Presley on the TV and I thought, my God, this is exceptional. I thought like this was like, you know, another otherworldly.
Wait, when Elvis was current, you saw
No, No.
I was going to say, you're not old enough to.
Yeah, okay. Certainly after his death.
I was going to say.
But I was a kid and there was, I think, a movie on, and I was about 4 years old and I saw him doing, the Jailhouse Rock
stuff. Yeah.
And I thought to myself, this is crazy, you know. And then not long after that, I discovered some Bob Marley records in my father's den. And I started listening to Bob Marley, and that really then started to really, you know, get me more sort of indoctrinated into that style of music and actually this making the decision that I personally wanted to be a musician too. That solidified it for me after I found the Bob Marley records and started going that direction. It was a done deal.
And you're from here originally?
Yeah, I was born here.
Okay.
I lived here up until I was 18. Then I went to live in Miami for a while. I've lived in London for a few years, 5 years, lived in Jamaica for some time,
mm-hmm.
Canada, Thailand. So I've been kind of bouncing around as well. And I got back home in 2019. We did an extensive tour in Thailand. I did 72 shows over there. I played Reggae Sunfest. I did some touring with Chronix and Air Supply, Third World, Maxi Priest.
I didn't know all this.
Yeah, man. So I've been around several jazz fests.
Stuart, from the time I moved here, when I think of musicians, he's uh-huh. always one of like the benchmark musicians that I always knew.
Okay.
Because he was just like, we need someone for a show. Call Stuart Wilson.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Like he was the guy.
Yeah.
You just call him because he always delivered.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Every time you've come in since I've known you, it's been for something culture related. You know, you're talking about
absolutely.
Something K-Man or something happening here, and I'm like, okay, I didn't know all this music side. I'm late to the game on this.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
So what's the thing is with the culture stuff, I think that it's important to try to live a meaningful life beyond just arts. And if I was just doing the cultural stuff, I would also think that it's important to live a meaningful life beyond just cultural stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And so I try to be a good steward of all of my abilities and the things that I've been lucky enough to be, privileged enough, I should say, to be blessed with, mm-hmm. I try to make the best and the most of that. Yeah. I think in my 20s and my early 30s, I wasted so much time. And at this point in life...
Oh, don't worry, we all did.
Yeah, I was saying the same thing. I was like, probably till late 30s for me.
Where is he going with this?
Now I just got my foot on the gas. I want to do as much as I can. I want to, sort of contribute to society and the community in a meaningful way. Investing in art.
Hence the law degree.
Mm-hmm. And I just, I enjoy reading. I'm a voracious reader.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
So I just think, I'm curious. I'm naturally curious about life. Like I say, there's so much to do and so much to give.
Yeah.
So I used to like to buy paintings. A lot of my friends are into arts, fine arts. And now I invest not just I also invest in music, which I think is a huge sort of it's an asset for me beyond just the red carpet stuff and going to a show and being that guy. It's actually having the catalog that I've invested in and being able to own those masters in perpetuity, hand them down to my children. It's a bigger kind of a deal for me, you know.
Well, you got an iron shore right away. What do you think of that studio?
Oh, it's amazing. Absolutely. I've been in studios all my life.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best one I've ever been in.
Oh, that's such good news.
I've seen quite a few myself because I lived in Vegas for 10 years and we were always in LA. And those studios there, I mean, this is every bit as good as anything
I saw
there.
Absolutely. I mean, the first time I went in there, I thought I died and went to heaven or something. I thought, where am I,
And for someone like you that's, they would appreciate that, it's both analog and digital. You can do whatever you want in there. It's cool.
100%.
It's awesome.
And I think, too, one of the things I like about Iron Shore is that you don't waste time there. Mm-hmm. Even if some people think, oh, well, it might be expensive. I think I'd rather waste money than time.
Yeah.
And when I go there, I know I'm going to get things done in a certain kind of a way, and I don't end up having to do them again.
Right. Exactly. The quality is there from the very
beginning.
Yep.
And it's like that working with Jerry as well. Mm-hmm. Jerry Candia is someone that I have total trust in with my music. When it comes to mixing and mastering the songs, or it comes to actually the engineering the session, he was the engineer when we did Iron Shore. I used him as the engineer, and the guy can work in different facilities. He can just switch gears really quickly.
Yeah,
and so that's important to me as well in terms of making the most of the time that we have in the studio.
Right.
But yeah, I just right now I'm investing in music, art, and I think that having a body of work that I can look back at and say, wow, I spent this time doing this, I spent this money doing this, these resources doing this, is always something that I can, enjoy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when's your next performance? Where are you playing next?
Ritz-Carlton on Saturday at the St. June's.
Oh, okay.
So I've been doing that for the past about 5 to 6 weeks.
Was that your regular Saturday haunt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
St. June's.
Nice.
So I do the Ritz every Saturday from 5:30 to 8:30.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going off to New York on the 8th for a show in New York.
Is this with James Geary?
I'm going to be going with James. And
I'm going to be hosting that event.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm going to be up there with you all.
I'll see you over there, man. Jerry's going to be with us as well. Jerry
really?
Candia.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to this now because I was planning on being up there anyway. I'm flying out the 3rd to visit my family who live in Pennsylvania. And then James is like, well, just come on up to New York on the 8th. So
how do you say no to that?
I can't, actually.
Right?
Yeah. Especially since Stuart's going to be there, too.
Yeah,
so
that's
great.
We're really looking forward to more of those pop-up events he's doing, worldwide,
it's
basically.
It's going to be nice. Yeah. I think James is onto something with this. We spoke about this some months ago about an idea, and he just ran with it.
And he put it together very quickly.
Yeah.
He's
a doer for sure.
Idea to inception.
Yeah, you hear a lot of those ideas all the time, and you're like, yeah, man, whatever. And then James actually does it.
Much our idea board of businesses that never come to fruition.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
We're the idea people. We need people like James to put them into action, and people like Stuart as well.
Yeah, yeah Stuart, we got a gazillion ideas, including Splash Free Urinal and several. What was the one we had today?
It's endless.
There's all kinds of them.
I gotta tell you, I like the Splash Free Urinal.
Yeah,
That's gonna go a long way. I
also think you need a license to go grocery shopping. It's way too chaotic in the grocery stores. I need some order in there.
Terry's more totalitarian society. I'm just more practical.
Yeah,
it's not totalitarian. Just to ask for a little bit of order.
That's how that's it starts. Trust me, it's how it starts.
Slippery slope.
Law and order, huh? Law and order. Sure. Okay. All right, Stuart. Yeah. Thank you. Let's play Miss Everything right now.
Yeah.
And thanks for being on with us. We're gonna have you back soon, I'm sure.
It's my pleasure, man. It's my extreme pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you, Stuart.
Breathe.